pasuk says in Mishle, Motzi diba hu kesil, a person that is the bearer of bad news is an imbecile, which means you shouldn't go around spreading bad news. For example, there's a halakha that says that if somebody passes away, so it's not necessary to go out of your way to tell relatives that don't know. For example, sometimes a relative is aged or old or things like that, so there's no obligation to say, oh, your relative passed away, now you throw them into an avelut. The law is, if they hear it, then they have to follow the avelut. But if they didn't hear it, so in certain instances, under rabbinical guidance, of course, so they withhold this information. However, the Sefer Hasidim in Taf Bets is a very important condition to this rule. That would say that you shouldn't give a bad report. When you say, okay, there's no nafka mina, big deal, what do you have to tell the information? אבל כשיש דברים שאם יגיד הכלכלה יכול להיות תקנה לדבר, but if by telling the information it can come to something positive, for example, when Lot was taken into captivity, so they went and they told Abraham, Lot is in captivity. Ah, you're telling him bad news, but there it was a takana, so Abraham could go and save him. Furthermore, we see many times in the Gemara where somebody was sick and they told the rabbi that he was sick in order they should go visit him, in order they should lift his spirits. Or you're telling one of his friends that so-and-so's in the hospital. That's, even though it's bad news, but it's good news for the chole that you tell somebody so he can come and maybe cheer him up and maybe has connections with a doctor and so on and so forth. Similarly, it says that they told Yosef, Hine avicha chole. Why? Because it's a big thing for a father to have a chance to talk to his children and to give them musar and guidance before he passes away. So therefore, on the contrary, if a father is sick, it's a mitzvah to tell the children that don't know, your father's not well, you better go to his side. Because we see in the Torah many times that the tzaddik and the father wants to have one last time to talk to his children. So therefore, that's why Yaakov Abinu prayed that he shouldn't die suddenly, in order that he should have a moment at least of warning, so he'll know before he expires that he should have time to talk to his children. So therefore he brings down from the Sefer Ma'abar Yabok, and also from the Sefer Netai Gavriel, שדבר גדול שתהיה משפחתו אצלו בשעת יציאת הנשמה, that the family is there at the time of יציאת הנשמה. Therefore, the halakha would be, shouldn't happen, everybody should live to 120, but the halakha is that if somebody knows news about somebody that's deathly ill, and you know one of the children are not aware of it, you tell them. You don't say, well, I'm not going to tell them bad news, what does he have to know for Motzi Diba Kesil? After he passes away, that's another story. But when he's still alive, the halakha says it's better that he is told, because there is a takana that will come out of it.